Miramos entonces la próxima semana.
Muchas gracias, Michael. Gracias por su participación.
Esperamos la respuesta de Robert Payne.
Robert Payne is ready to speak.
Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. Programming draws listeners. Listeners support the station. When we go into the community, we gain listeners. Michael Novick saw the opportunity of the writers and actors strike. He sent reporters, and we are scoring listeners on that strike. Also, we need to train reporters to go out and use cell phones to interview. Cell phones are excellent voice recorders. We can then download them and assemble programs that draw the listeners from those individual communities. If we reach the communities, we draw listeners, we draw support from the listeners. It's some money, it's not enough, but it's a start. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. Okay, I'm going to do this for the last time. Básicamente, lo que dice Robert Payne, su sugerencia es que se incremente la participación del pueblo directamente, que las personas que tienen aquí programación puedan salir a la calle, inclusive con sus teléfonos celulares, los cuales pueden grabar, pueden filmar la participación de personas. Eso aparentemente se escucha como una buena idea. Esta es una persona que cree en la participación más directa de la población del radio escucha, no solamente de que se establezcan mejores programas, pero hacer más participativa las comunicaciones, las programaciones. Eso es en esencia la opinión que da Robert Payne de para poder formalizar, de mejorar la situación, que también no solamente es cosa económica el programa que tiene KPFK, sino también la participación, el envolvimiento de los radioescuchas. Esa es su opinión, al igual que todos. Pueden entrar a la página de red donde pueden encontrar un poco más de él y pueden entonces ejercer su voto. Una vez más, como dije, ya me retiro. Ahora paso, voy a continuar de moderador, el conductor del próximo programa. Buenas noches.
Gracias.
Bienvenidos aquí a esta edición especial sobre los candidatos a la mesa directiva aquí en KPFK. Estamos aquí en el estudio. Yo soy José Benavides.
Muy buenas noches. Yo soy Brenda Martínez. Estamos aquí nuevamente en elecciones. Vamos a estar entrevistando a los candidatos.
Okay. Así es. And we're here with today's candidates, which so far we have Nancy Perlman, Ruth Strauss, and I think that's all we have now. And maybe on the phone, We're sorry about that. Miss Bell is also on the phone lines with us. So far we have three candidates, Nancy Perlman, Ruth Strauss, and Miss Bell, and Elizabeth. I think that's Elizabeth von Guten, if I'm not mistaken. We are going to continue. We're going to open up the phone lines later on tonight. Vamos a abrir las líneas telefónicas más adelante por si ustedes tienen preguntas para los candidatos a la mesa directiva. Si quieren hacer preguntas, lo pueden hacer llamando al 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. So, up next, we are going to play a message by candidate Renee Asteria. So stay with us, and we'll be back with the candidate statements. Stand by.
Listeners of KPFK, I am Renee Peñalosa. I'm the election supervisor for this year's election cycle, and I'm just going to give you a few details about this year's election. The election balloting period starts August 15th, and you can vote through September 30th, 8:59 p.m., and there are 28 candidates running, and 9 will be elected and seated to KPFK's local station board, and soon you're going to hear from a few of them. I wanted to let you know that you should expect to get an e-ballot, so in the form of an email from invitations@mail.electionbuddy.com, or you could also receive a text message. And if your email bounces back, then the backup plan is for you to receive an SMS message with a link to your e-ballot. So if you don't get an e-ballot immediately, please wait a couple of days to request one, as you could get an SMS, a text message with a link. If you do need to request a ballot, you would file a ballot request by visiting elections.pacifica.org. And if you don't have access to the internet, you can ask for a ballot by leaving a voicemail on the election hotline, which is 213-635-9363. And I would just request just to file one request, because I process all of these manually and multiple requests will just bog down the system. One other thing I wanted to go over, we use a voting system called single transferable vote or choice voting. And your ballot you'll receive will have 28 candidates, and you will have the option to rank all of the candidates in order of preference. So you'd have your first choice, your second choice, etc. You rank as many as you wish. Do not rank those that you do not want to elect. And your vote will be counted once towards just one of the candidates. For example, if your number one choice either has enough votes already to be elected or too few votes to be elected, your vote then gets transferred to your second choice, and so on and so forth. So if the same goes for your second choice, if they have the requisite amount to get elected or not enough, then your vote would count towards your third choice, so on and so forth. If you want more information, I invite you to go to the official election website. It's elections.pacifica.org. There's a voter guide which goes into the detail about the history of the elections, as well as the role of the local station board, as well as an FAQ page about single transferable voting. And I will also invite you to write to me directly at nes@pacifica.org. That's about everything I have to say.
Muy buenas noches, pues estamos aquí nuevamente. Muchísimas gracias por sintonizarnos. Estamos en elecciones y les voy a decir un poquito del mensaje que tocamos en hace unos segundos. Básicamente les explica cómo recibir su boleta para poder votar por algún candidato de su preferencia. Lo que deben de hacer es llamar al 213 213-365-9363. Lo voy a repetir, 213-365-9363 para pedir su boleta. Para que ustedes puedan participar en estas elecciones. Lo tienen que hacer antes del 30 de diciembre. También lo pueden hacer en línea yendo a mail.elección, election, election.com. Y nuevamente, pues como dije, estamos aquí con los candidatos. Tenemos en la línea a Nancy Perlman, Ms. Bell, y también
Robert Payne also.
Tenemos a Mr. Robert Payne, gracias. Y también Elizabeth Garnett, okay, y a Ruth Strauss.
And Elizabeth, don't have your last name here on the screen, so we apologize if we're mispronouncing somebody, people's names. We're looking at a small screen here in Zoom, and some numbers, there's just no names, they're just numbers, and, you know, we'll say iPhone or something like that, so we apologize for this.
Sí, claro, queremos pedirles disculpas si no podemos pronunciar su nombre correctamente. También no lo tenemos en la pantalla el nombre correcto. Entonces, si las candidatas, cuando les toque su turno, nos pueden decir cómo pronunciar su apellido, pues se los agradeceríamos.
Okay, so let's start with the candidate statements, and randomly, based on our screen here, let's start with Miss Bell. Is it Monet Bell?
Vamos a comenzar con la señorita Bell.
Let's see if she could hear us.
Can you hear us?
Stand by.
I've unmuted myself. I said it's El Monet, but Bell is fine. I'm
sorry about
one.
That. Okay, so if you want to open up with your candidate statement.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. It's often said that there are only a few Native Angelinos in a 5-square-mile radius, and I'm one of those few homegrown unicorns. So I do say that, and I do say it often, but I always hope that it's untrue. There aren't many of us, and I know that we have to stick together, but it's especially awesome that we get a little help from our friends. And by friends, I mean the many American transplants and various immigrants and tourists that assist in our popular political, economic, and general societal development. California is a juggernaut as one of the largest economies in the world. We may not be known as the most friendly city, but we know how to attract folks here, despite the fact that it's nearly as many people moving out as there are that relocate away in any given month. I see that as a measure of stability. We're solid, right? If we took the time to focus our resources on the well-being and education of our communities, in truth, we could only get stronger. As a member of youth groups throughout the YMCA, sports teams, and student government leadership roles from elementary school through college, and sitting on diverse boards as an adult, I can say that teamwork absolutely makes the dream work. Los Angeles is a storied city. It's thick with biographies of millions of lives, past, present, and future, and we're a city of flavor, fun, flair, and really some disgusting things too. My goal is to give everyone's story a presence, a voice, a representative. I realize that we all have dreams, but I also realize that our rights as Angelinos, Californians, Americans, really just humans, require support to be maintained. And we need support for sustainable communities. We need friends. And our friends need to be honest with us about who they are and what they want. Public radio is our friend. KPFK is the blunt buddy that we call up, and we need a gut check based in reality. It's the friend with the random music drops that we find lyrically interesting and rhythmically sound in the moment. It's the friend that always tells the best stories. I want to know the real story behind the stories. Communal conversations that allow the input of its listeners gives us the fair chance that we need to hear multifaceted insights, parse information in a safe space, and make informed decisions about how we'll move forward, individually, as a city, state, nation, and beyond. Personally, I'm open. I want to figure out how my family and friends can maintain our own storylines in our fabled city. I want to make friends that love this state too, and want to work with me to clean our systems more. Let's team up. Let's solidify our support of one another by utilizing our ears, voices, hearts, and minds as weapons against the falsehoods of the other stories. We deserve true stories. I'll represent your story. Listen, talk, discuss, organize, take action, and repeat. Vote L.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So stand by for a quick translation, everybody.
Thank you. Básicamente, lo que nos quiere decir el mensaje de Lamone es pues que está muy agradecida, gracias por invitarla, que ella es una de las pocos angelinos que ha crecido en esta comunidad, en esta ciudad. Mucha gente que estamos aquí somos pues trasplantados, hemos llegado aquí y hemos hecho Los Ángeles nuestro hogar, pero dice que uno de los problemas más grandes que ve es, que California tiene una de las grandes, más grandes economías, a pesar de que a veces no somos los más amigables, tenemos una economía que está constantemente creciendo, una comunidad que está constantemente creciendo, pero somos sólidos. Ella dice que es parte de su experiencia es en lo que ha sido voluntaria en YMCA, en diferentes equipos, entrenando y enfocada en lo que es los deportes. Ella ve la ciudad como un lugar donde se pueden hacer amigos, pero también a veces dice que hay cosas que no, pues no es muy buenas y hay cosas que tienen que cambiar, que si todos nos unimos. Y dice que cuando sueñas puedes hacerlo. Dice que ve que esta ciudad necesita ayuda para ser un poco más sostenible y que ella quiere representar lo que es a ella, su comunidad, sus amigos y compartir historias. Ella es multifacética. Y ella está dispuesta a abrir este espacio para mantener las historias y para mantener un sistema pues más limpio, apoyar el limpiar el sistema y solidificar esta organización.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Now let's hear from Robert Payne. Robert, can you give us your opening statement, please?
I am Robert Payne, candidate for the local station board. I am a single issue candidate, the survival of KPFK. KPFK presents an alternative to the radio, TV, print chaos and lies of the corporate media. Writers, academics, practitioners, activists, musicians, witnesses, survivors, they speak to the world through KPFK. I work video, audio, international websites, and digital print on demand. I have worked in Central America, Asia, the Middle East, North America. And I want to vary from my introduction here. This is a repeat of an earlier program. I want to say that I've heard many good ideas from several candidates. I don't care what their ideology is. If they can draw listeners to the station, I will work with them. I have the ability to work video, audio, internet, whatever. We need to draw new voices to the radio station. If we draw membership, we will draw support. For example, Michael Novick brought in the report, sent out reporters to the writers and actors strikes. Excellent. Also, I heard a candidate say that she would want to send reporters out to community organizations, assemble programs, and then bring those people into the listenership. Excellent idea. We need to save the station. We have a national election coming up, and they will be giving billions of dollars of free advertising to the enemies of our nation. We, the citizens, must offer an alternative to the nonsense that the national media, the corporate media, will throw at us. I am Robert Payne, KPFK, robertpayne@gmail.com, or put videoadventures.info in your Google search line. You can find my extended answers and my resume there. I can do this. I've done it before.
Thank you, Robert. Stand by for translation.
Robert dice que es un candidato que solamente tiene un enfoque, y eso es la sobrevivencia de KPFK, enfocarse en que KPFK sobreviva. Él habla un poco de su experiencia, dice que pueden encontrar más sobre él en el internet, buscando a Robert Payne, pero dice enfocándose su trabajo es en lo que es el audio digital. Él tiene experiencia en muchas partes del mundo, es internacional. Dice que él ha escuchado a muchos de los candidatos y sus ideologías, y él, eso no hay ningún problema. Él está dispuesto a trabajar con todos, no importa su ideología. La idea es poder trabajar en equipo y sacar adelante a la estación. Dice que Michael mandó a diferentes reporteros para que cubrieran lo que es el las protestas de los escritores, y dice que se debe de hacer más de eso, ¿no? Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you so much, Brenda. This is the 9:30 p.m. show is a different show. The evening block is separated from 8 to 8:30, 8:30 to 9:30, 9:30 to 10:30, 11:30 to 12 midnight. So these are different blocks and different programs with different types of content and different audiences. Even within the as an hour goes, every hour is slightly different. I want to say that's for the most part on all shows on KPFK during Around the Clock. So this is why it's important for us to have you repeat your candidate statements, because not everybody listens to, for example, whatever time, 5 p.m. and then 8 p.m. So it's a different, you know, it's a different time slot, different hosts, different topics, and therefore that's why it's important for us to have you guys repeat the candidate statements, because we believe that the audio, it does matter. You do reach different audiences at different time slots. So that's just a clarification that I wanted to make. Quiero explicarles de que cada programa tiene diferentes audiencias, y es importante que por eso estamos repitiendo la información. Por eso, digamos, el programa de las 8 abre su programa de su forma, con conductores diferentes, el programa de las 9 es diferente, y 10, etcétera, etcétera. Entonces, esa es la razón por la que estamos pidiendo que se repitan los statements de cada persona, o las biografías de ellos. So, up next, we're going to go to Ruth Strauss. If you are available to make a candidate statement, we would like to hear that. Enseguida vamos a escuchar de la candidata Ruth Strauss. Go ahead with your candidate statement, Ruth.
Anyway, I'm Ruth Strauss, and I've been a 30-year listener to KPFK and a supporter. I'm a cardiologist, and when COVID came, I'm high risk, so I switched to telehealth and had extra time, and I devoted it to the station. I got on the local station board. I've also participated in the programming committee, the finance committee, the governance, and the fundraising, so I feel like I have a good feel for what's going on at the station. We have had a lot of changes in our grid of programming, and since programming is what we offer, I passed a motion in the LSB for us to have a town hall is dedicated to having you, our audience, call in and tell us what you like and you don't like. And I want that followed up by a written survey as well, so you'll feel like you have a voice and a reason to contribute to the station. The Spanish listeners have been wonderful about making great events. The party at Michael's, the salsa dance party, was really fun, great food. And I think it did get money for the station. So I hope this wonderful listening audience will continue this. KPFK is on life support in my business, and we have to resuscitate it. Those of you who are viejo como me, recuerda the saying in the 60s, all power to the people, from which came the KPFK slogan that we are powered by the people. So that's exactly what we want. I want to serve you, the Spanish listeners, as well as the other listeners. So please vote for me, and I will be your representative. I want you to contact the LSB when you want things done. I want you to attend meetings online and speak up and say what you want. Again, please vote for me, Ruth Strauss. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Please stand by for translation. And before we do that, we want to make sure that the listeners, you know, for those of you who appreciate what we're doing here at KPFK, para todos los que aprecian lo que estamos haciendo en KPFK, make sure to make a donation and support KPFK. It's really important that you call now because what we're doing tonight is pretty unique. I don't think any other radio station does this. So this is a unique exercise in democracy. Esta noche es importante que ustedes hagan una donación económica. Make a donation. Support KPFK. Let's see anywhere from $25 to $50 to $1,000. I mean, whatever you can do to support KPFK, that would be very appreciated. Plus, we really need it. And this is such a unique station that's able to do this. So please, as you're listening to the candidates and making your mind up or listening and paying attention, make sure you call us and give us a donation by calling 818-985-5735. I'm going to repeat that number again, 818-985-5735. And now let's speak to Elizabeth von Guten. Before we do that, I know I'm getting ahead of myself because it's going to get good later. It's going
to
get good later because we are going
to
open up the phone lines.
Get to the good part.
But also we are going to ask you questions too. So,
yes.
And that's going to be fun. We promise it's going to be fun and you'll be able to answer our questions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Stand by for translation for Ruth Strauss.
Okay. Pues, quiero, dice que ella ha sido una radio escucha por más de 30 años y también ha apoyado monetariamente a KPFK. Es cardióloga y que dice que durante la pandemia pues ella ha estado trabajando en línea y ha podido tener un poco más de tiempo para participar en lo que es la mesa directiva local. Dice que ha estado en el comité del gobierno y de finanzas. Ella sabe muy claramente los cambios y los problemas que está enfrentando KPFK. Dice que ella está pidiendo a la audiencia de que que se haga que la audiencia sea escuchada, ya sea que se hagan cuestionarios, que se hagan un tipo de encuestas para saber exactamente qué es lo que le gusta a la gente escuchar, qué programación. Ella dice que aprecia la radio en español, que aprecia el trabajo que hacemos y los eventos que hemos coordinado y el esfuerzo que hemos hecho para poder traer un poco de fondos a KPFK. Dice ella en su perspectiva ya ve a KPFK que está teniendo un problema, así que necesita ser resucitado. Entonces dice que ella recuerda que en los 70s esta estación se creó para darle el poder a la gente y que eso debe de seguir.
Muchísimas gracias. Thank you, Brenda, for that translation. It's 9:58. This is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, worldwide on kpfk.org. Now we can go to Elizabeth von Guten. Would you like to? Can you read your candidate statement, please? If don't know if she's still there. Well, we'll wait till she unmutes herself. If not, we will move on to the next person. Elizabeth von Guten, if you're still on the line. Or, let me see, she might not be there anymore. There's somebody here. Don't know who this 248 number is, but we will find out. So, 818-985-5735, if you want to support KPFK and make a donation.
Quiero recordarles, sí, que hagan sus donaciones, por favor, llamando al 818-985-5735.
Hola.
Estamos esperando a Elizabeth. Ok, Elizabeth ya está aquí.
Hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Okay. So, yeah, now we know who you are. You're the 248 number. Okay. So,
I am the 248 number.
Okay, no problem. It's okay. It's been a long day for everybody.
Can you repeat your last name? ¿Cómo pronunciamos su apellido?
Von Gunten.
Von Gunten.
Von Gunten.
Thank you. Please feel free to correct us, candidates, if we mispronounce your names, okay? So let's hear your candidate statement, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I was able to reach you. KPFK is a lifeline to the progressive community, especially for those of us who live outside L.A. It provides invaluable information, analysis, and reassurance that we forward-thinking people are not alone, that we're all in this together. As a lifelong community organizer with extensive training and experience with nonprofit and public service boards, I've been both elected and appointed to public office and have served on many nonprofit boards over the last 40 years, from neighborhood to national. I'm famously not aligned with any faction. I vote on the merits every time and make common cause with anyone willing to put Pacifica first. I'm the only director elected by the previous unified KPFK LSB and by both the current split LSBs. I'm committed to the survival of Pacifica as a democratic participatory institution. Candidates who support the recent bylaws referenda are running for a seat on a board they intend to eliminate, doing away with any meaningful local representation in Pacifica governance. That can't be right. That doesn't make sense. It's up to us to find a way beyond the epic battle between the two entrenched factions vying for control of the network that's presently tearing Pacifica apart. In 2019, KPFK listener members entrusted me with the responsibility to serve as a delegate. I hit the ground running and have been giving it my all ever since. There's a steep learning curve in getting involved in Pacifica. I've paid that price and made the investment of time and effort. Now, I offer my hard-earned experience in service of Pacifica survival. To carry out the work we've taken on together, I now ask for your number one vote. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Thank you for your statement. Stand by for translation, please.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Van Gunten ha sido, perfect, dice que una, ella ve a KPFK como una línea de vida progresiva y que se escucha fuera de Los Ángeles, que trae información invaluable, y dice que ella ha servido por muchos años en diferentes organizaciones. Ella ha sido organizadora, activista, ha trabajado en organizaciones sin fines de lucro, se ha sentado en diferentes mesas directivas de organizaciones sin fines de lucro, ha trabajado desde lo que es el nivel de vecindad o a nivel municipal hasta a nivel nacional. Dice que ella siempre se enfoca en votar por lo que es mérito, sino nada más por seguir a alguien. Ella está dispuesta a que a levantar a KPFK. Ella habla un poco de su experiencia en lo que ha sido el conflicto que ha habido en la mesa directiva entre la mesa directiva local y la nacional, y dice que ella quiere eliminar todo eso. Ella ha estado ha sido delegada para representar a lo que es la mesa local desde el 2008, y dice que está aquí ofreciendo todo de parte de corazón, ofreciendo lo que puede hacer para mejorar a KPFK.
Thank you, Brenda, for that translation. So we're going to go to a little short music break, and we're going to open up the phone lines. So anybody that wants to, you know, wants to ask the candidates a question, please feel free to do so. But please, we ask you to be respectful and keep it professional, please. So the number is 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. Enseguida vamos a usar un poquito de música, una pausa musical. y regresando vamos a abrir las líneas telefónicas. Si usted tiene alguna pregunta para los candidatos, por favor, hágalo con respeto, por favor, y profesionalismo, ya que algunas cosas tal vez no sabemos, que algunas de las reglas las podemos estar quebrando sin darnos cuenta.
Sí, también, también hay que recordarles que cuando llamen al 818-985-5735, tienen que presionar el número 1.
Exactamente.
Si quieren hacer la pregunta. Y el número 2, si quieren hacer una donación, ándenle. So, llamen al 818-985-5735, presionen el número 1 para hacer la pregunta y el número 2 para hacer sus donaciones. ¿Regresamos?
That's right. So, 818-985-5735, please make a donation. Support KPFK. We really need your support. We need tonight. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it tonight.
Yes.
Give us a call, 818-985-5735. Come on, I know you got $1,000 somewhere.
Yes. some of you.
I mean, especially if those that that are in a situation where they can afford to support KPFK and they got some extra money lying around. If that's you, support KPFK. This is really, really important. If not, $25 donation is what it costs to be a member here at KPFK. But we would appreciate any donation tonight. 818-985-5735. Coming back, we're going to go to the phone lines and we're also going to ask the candidates questions, our own questions.
Así es. Vamos a regresar en unos minutos. Stand Gracias. By.
Okay, here we go. 818-985-5735. Please be patient. It's only two of us in master control, and we're doing
board operating,
trying to accept, trying to look at the Zoom screen, at the scene, answering phone calls. So please stand by. But we have a really great question for you up next. And, all the years I've been here at KPFK, all the board members that I've ever met, everybody has a solution and everybody thinks that they
can.
Everybody thinks they can do this. And oftentimes, I'm not going to say more, but everyone thinks they can do this. But, you had a good idea.
We have a question for the candidates. So we want you to tell us, how do you think that you can make a difference? What ideas do you have that are fresh, that are new, that are going to make a difference? I've been hearing all the candidates saying that you understand the situation that KPFK is in. So we want to hear, how do you think that you can make a difference? Lo voy a decir en español. Hemos estado escuchando todos los candidatos que mencionan la situación tan difícil en la que está KPFK. Entonces queremos saber qué ideas tienen ellos que son innovadoras para hacer estos cambios y sacar a KPFK de la mala racha.
Okay, let's start who was our last person? Let's start from the end. How about that?
Yes.
So let's start with, if she's still on the line, I hope, with Elizabeth von Gunten.
Good job.
Hello? Do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Did you hear the question?
Okay. Sure. I think of all the boards I've sat on in my life, of all the organizations I've been involved with, KPFK has to be the most complicated governance structure I've come across yet. And I think it I understand the dedication to the principles that went into the bylaws. I think the way they're written now makes it difficult for us to comply with everything all at once, even when that's our best intention. And so I think I have some training in my past in terms of bylaws assessment. I would like, and to that end, I have worked to get to the point of being not just a member of the National Governance Committee, but elected as chair there too. And part of the complication of our bylaws sets us up to have complicated committee elections and board elections within the elected structure every year. So it takes us the first quarter of a year, sometimes half a year, to get our committees stood up and in order. And so now we're at that point. We've just finally gotten started to address substantive issues on that committee, and we have about half a year left. So I'm hoping that we can do something to help simplify and clarify our bylaws and do honor to the intentions of those who brought forth these democratic participatory bylaws 20-some years ago now. The one place I agree with New Day is that I think it's time that we revise our bylaws, upgrade our bylaws. I don't agree with them on what changes they would make, but I think that's something, that's an area where I've applied myself in other organizations, and I would hope that I could help bring about some clarity there.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to translate it. Entonces, esencialmente lo que dice Elizabeth, que ella tiene la experiencia con varios mesas directivas, ella dice que definitivamente KPFK es la más compleja, la más complicada que ella ha visto, pero ella dice que para que pueda haber un cambio realmente, dice que se tiene que trabajar en los estatutos para poner en orden lo que son los comités y lo que es la mesa directiva local. Dice que necesita, ella en su parecer, las elecciones deberían de ser cada año, los comités deberían de renovarse cada año, y dice que definitivamente los estatutos necesitan ser revisados, necesitan ser simplificados, y definitivamente tomarlos en cuenta y tomar en cuenta el proceso democrático. Dice que está de acuerdo con la organización Nuevo Día, solamente en que se revisen los estatutos, pero no está de acuerdo con ellos en los cambios que ellos están proponiendo.
Thank you so much for the translation. Before we go to the next candidate, let me just remind you, if you can please keep your response short, because it's also complicated to translate it if it's a little too long, okay? So if you guys don't mind helping us out and making your responses a little shorter. Brenda, would you like to ask the question again?
Sí, claro. The question is, how do you think that you can make a difference in helping KPFK, given the circumstances and the situation that we're in?
I believe Robert Payne was before Elizabeth von Gunten.
Okay, this is Robert Payne speaking. Mm-hmm. I am primarily a technician. My ideology comes last. I want to remind the listening audience that a young woman with a cell phone who recorded 8.5 minutes of violence in the street launched the Black Lives Matter protest throughout the time of the pandemic. Cell phones make interesting recorders. We can send people out into the community and draw listeners in by recording their issues. Audio editing is not impossible. It takes some time to learn, but it can be done. Again, we need to draw from the community to make our programming vivid. And what is news you can use It is news you can use. The strikers, the SIEU people carrying the signs, they want to see, they want to hear themselves on the radio. If we can show them with video, that's wonderful too. But basically, we need to draw the community into the station. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert Payne.
Pues él dice que él prácticamente él es técnico, él es su especialidad es lo que es el audio y todo eso, pero dice que él como activista ve que lo que se necesita es de mandar a la gente a la calle a que graben con su teléfono, lo pueden hacer con su teléfono. Él dice que si recordamos que Black Lives Matter comenzó porque una mujer grabó lo que estaba pasando en la calle. Entonces, él ve que eso es esencial para KPFK, que el poder obtener información directamente de la comunidad.
Thank you so much for that great translation. So before we go to the phone lines, let me just announce who's next, and then so those people that are holding online know what to expect. Antes de continuar con los resto de los candidatos, les voy a mencionar los nombres de las personas que están esperando para que así las personas que están en línea no se desesperen. 818-985-5735, ese es el teléfono que necesitas llamar para ponerte en línea y oprimir uno. Disculpen.
Sí, 818-985-5735,
uno right after, so you could get on the queue. So, now it's we would like to hear your response, Ruth Strauss, and maybe ask the question again.
Yeah, of course.
Can you ask the question? So, Ruth.
Ruth, so the question is, what difference or what can you do to help KPFK in the situation that we're in?
Well, I hate to perseverate, but I'm going to go ahead and say that I think one of the problems is that we don't have listener input as to what programming they want. And there's been, you know, a lot of change in the grid and the donations have gone down. So clearly we've got to do something about that. And as I said, as a member of the LSB, I put out a motion that passed almost unanimously that we must have a town hall for the entire station so that people can, you know, speak up about what they want, what they like and what they don't like. And furthermore, to have a written survey, which was actually done 3 years ago, but the results were lost. So we need to do that. The other thing is, anybody who knows anybody in Hollywood, somebody did carts a while back where Halle Berry, Jack Black, Jackson Brown, those people did carts for KPFK talking about how it was a great station. And yet somehow we have lost contact with people who have a lot of money in deep pockets. And so we really need to find people who somehow are connected with Hollywood, even if it's, you know, somebody like a gaff operator or whatever, so that they can reach out to these people and have them help rescue the station. We are in dire straits and we need that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ruth. Thank you. Okay, we're going to translate. So, dice que ella no quiere sonar repetitiva y perseverar en lo mismo, pero dice que lo que ella ve que es importante es obtener la opinión de los radioescuchas. La opinión de los radioescuchas, cambiar la forma en la que nos acercamos a los radioescuchas. Dice que también es cambiar la forma. Dice que ya ha visto un declive en lo que es el número de radioescuchas y por eso también se afectan o es afectado lo que es las donaciones. Dice ella que quisiera abrir ella un tipo de evento en donde se pueden abrir la posibilidad de escuchar a los radioescuchas. También dice que como miembro de la mesa local en este momento, dice que ella le gustaría que saber pues cómo podemos también alcanzar a lo que son las estrellas de Hollywood, que en el pasado han apoyado a KPFK, como Jack Black, etcétera, varios actores, actrices, cantantes, etcétera. Eso es muy importante, ella lo ve como muy importante poder recibir o poder hacer ese contacto con ellos para que nos apoyen.
Thank you for that translation. And that, now let's go to, before we go there, please make sure to give us a call. We only have about 10 and 12 minutes left. Give us a call, 818-985-5735, if you are Jack Black or Halle Berry.
Oh, yes,
or
please.
Somebody in Hollywood.
Jack Black, if you're listening.
if somebody that's really famous is listening, that would be awesome. Yes. If you donated, like, how much do you want to say?
I don't 20,000?
30,000?
Yeah, hopefully.
There's got to be somebody out there. I mean, come on. There's
half
gotta
a
be,
million. I don't know.
Right? There's got. Thank you.
Or, donate their cars, their
how about Lamborghini. How about you pay our bill that we owe right now to fix this whole entire situation? And we promise we'll dedicate an entire day for you.
Oh, yes, totally. You have lunch with us.
Exactly. Not only with us, but with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to go into, we have El Monet on the line. And El Monet, before you answer, how about you ask her the question again so it could be fresh in her mind?
Yes, El Monet. So thank you. The question is, how or what would you do to change the situation that KPFK is in? You're on mute.
You might be muted.
Yeah.
There you are.
No, I'm not muted. No.
Sorry, okay. we muted you. Sorry, there you go.
Okay. Hi, this is Amine Bell running for LSB board. I, in a recorded call for Pacifica regarding the local elections just within the last few weeks, stated that my one intention is to see KPFK thrive. I mentioned that we also have the capability to equip individuals for diverse neighborhoods with the tools to share their own news stories using cell phones for recording. I'm literally already making a difference in hearing others repeat my innovative ideas. I think that stands for something. I also am aware of understanding finance, and I facilitate clear with effective budgets. But I think that's really only the beginning, because if you vote for me, El Monet, I'm happy to not only incite think tanks, but also follow through on feasible and meaningful ideas with tolerance and action. I think that bringing individuals to a state of togetherness makes a big difference. Like I said, having a little friend along the way definitely makes a difference. And I think that bringing back community is the first step. Education is everything. And the programming with the station makes a tremendous difference, not only here in the Southland, but throughout the world. So let's get together, put some ideas together, have some smiles, some giggles, some good times, and then work it out. I wholeheartedly believe in us. Vote for L for KPFK.
Thank you, El Monet Bell. Thank you. Stand by for translation.
Thank you. Dice que ella quiere ver a KPFK que florezca. Dice que ella, la forma en que ella ve que eso puede suceder es equipar a lo que es la gente en la comunidad, a las personas que están allá afuera en la calle, que participen haciendo una diferencia con ellos. Pueden grabar, ellos pueden hablar de lo que está pasando en sus comunidades. También dice que ella ve que, pues, definitivamente lo que es las finanzas es lo que es algo, pues, un gran problema en KPFK, y que ella está dispuesta a sentarse a tratar de encontrar diferentes pues ideas, escuchar las ideas. Y también dice que tratar de definitivamente trabajar juntos, ¿verdad? Trabajar en equipo, porque individualmente pues no vamos a poder hacerlo, ¿no? Y que definitivamente ella está dispuesta a trabajar para hacer una diferencia en KPFK, porque KPFK no solamente se escucha en el sur de California, pero en todo el mundo.
Thank you so much for that translation. And now we're going to open up the phone lines. On the line waiting for quite some time, we are going to go to Margot, and then we have Bella. Please, again, we can't stress this enough. Make your questions short, and let's try to keep it professional. Let's go with Margot.
Vamos a abrir las líneas.
Okay. I'm going to ask the candidates how many hours a day they listen to KPFK, and what programs do they hear?
Okay, stand by. Let's translate that, and then we'll go the opposite way this time.
Dice, la pregunta es que cuántas horas escuchan a los candidatos a KPFK y cuál es su programa que ellos escuchan.
Okay, how many hours a day do you listen to KPFK? Let's start again with El Monet.
This is El Monet running for listeners board. I actually could not put into numbers how much I listen to it because I predominantly listen to KPFK while I'm driving. What I can say is that today I listened to Global Village and that was incredible. And then I listened to some of the other candidates earlier as well. One of my favorite things that I've heard in the last week was in the evening, and that was, I think there are books being recited or their plays being spoken out over the radio. That was so amazing. And it was something about this guy in Japan, and it was morbid and kind of weird, but I loved every bit of it because it made me visualize things and I felt like I could use my imagination more than I usually could. So I can't really say how many specific hours I listen, but I can say that every time that I listen, I'm fully engaged and it makes my drive wherever I'm going so much more fulfilling for me.
Thank you.
Dice que no puede decir específicamente las horas que ella escucha, pero dice que escucha cuando está manejando y que, por ejemplo, hoy escuchó Global Village y dice que le encantó el programa, que estaba muy emocionada por escucharlo. También le gusta otro programa donde no sabe el nombre, pero dice que leen libros o hablan de historias y que le gusta escucharlo, pero dice... Esencialmente no sabe específicamente cuántas horas escucha, pero dice que cada vez que ella escucha o prende la radio y escucha KPFK es algo que la toca, le llega.
Excellent. Thank you for that translation. The same question for you, Robert Payne. How many hours a day do you listen to KPFK and what shows do you listen to?
First, I have a problem with KPFK in my area. The signal does not come through to the radio at my desk. When I'm working outside, I listen to Tom Hartman. I listen to Mitch Jesuits up at KPFKA. Also, I listen to Cantos Sin Fronteras. And I listen to the Spanish language programming when I'm driving at night on the freeways. It is difficult for me to understand the rapid network Spanish, but I do much better with the recorded local Spanish. If I could receive the Global Village at my desk, it would be good, but the signal is very weak in my area. So I listen as much as I can, but it's unfortunate.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you so much. Dice que él tiene un problema con la señal, que él no puede escuchar a veces a KPFK, pero cuando escucha, él escucha a Tom Hartman, a Canto Sin Fronteras en español, en la noche escucha lo que es la programación en español, aunque sé que hablamos demasiado rápido para él, pero dice que le gusta escuchar, él desearía poder escuchar Global Village y todos esos, pero que tiene un problema con la señal, pero él escucha KPFK.
Elizabeth Von Guten, the same question for you.
Yes, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we hear you.
Thank you. Yes, I'm one of those people who kind of always has it on, or has over the years, always had it on in the background. I'm sorry to say I don't get to listen to it as much these days as I have through much of the rest of my life, given that my board work with Pacifica takes up more than a full-time job these days, and I can't really be in meetings and listen at the same time, so I feel like I'm missing out. I've been a dedicated night person for decades, so I really miss Roy. Not that I am free to stay up all night these days as I once was. The Spanish language radio has helped me a lot with my comprehension. I appreciate that there's a variety of Spanish that we get to hear, and not, I have to be careful what I learn from all my neighbor kids, because, you know, their Spanish is sometimes as iffy as their English is, and so it's important that if I'm going to learn Spanish from my neighbors, I learn good Spanish. So KPFK has helped with that.
Thank you so much,
Elizabeth. Okay. Dice Elizabeth que le gustaría escuchar tanto como lo escuchaba en el pasado, pero dice que ella pues siempre toca la radio en lo que es, la prende y la tiene